It's always hard getting back on a horse after you've fallen off. So say all the experienced riders. So the quicker you get back on, the better. And I feel like I've fallen off a horse over the Christmas and New Year period. And the longer I stay away from Audio Boo, nursing my wounds, the harder it will be to resume. And in truth, talking on Audio Boo, recording on Audio Boo, practicing on Audio Boo became a massive enjoyment for me during 2010, and I have every reason to think it will be just as exciting and as interesting in 2011. So the longer I put off it, the more I'm depriving myself of an opportunity to help my recovery. What am I recovering from? Well, I had flu and I had all the attendant stuff, and it wasn't really a kind of man flu this time. It was a proper devastating flu that wiped me out and left me feeling extremely grumpy over the entire Christmas period. I really was not a happy bunny. I won't spell out all the symptoms, but I certainly feel that over the last couple of weeks, I have been far from positive in my attitude towards the world. I have been wrapped up in my own private unpleasantness. And it's been a real disappointment in many ways, because I have had such a great intention of having a social media holiday, giving up on the old internet, giving up on Twitter, and actually enjoying the face-to-face direct communication with particularly my sister from Arizona and her family, who had come so far, and there being so many of them actually for the Christmas. So them in particular, I'm sorry that the entire time that they were in Ireland, I was a bit of misery guts. So this evening they're on a plane, and they're, or at least some of them, and they're flying back to the United States. So I just wish them a very great journey, and thank them for coming. And that's the way the cookie crumbles, isn't it? I mean, you win some, you lose some, and any old cliche I can potter out now. But basically, that's life. You know, it doesn't always work out the way you really would like it to be. So this is my resumption of engagement. Today I left the house, went down into Glanmire and had a proper business meeting with a client, and agreed a plan of action, work that I am going to do, time scale, and outcomes, reasons why we're going to do it. And that was good for me. I may not have been firing on all cylinders, but on the other hand, cars can drive when less than all the cylinders go on them. So, you know, if you wait for perfection to hit you until you're in tip-top, cracking form, you may wait longer than you have to. So it certainly was today a day of facing up to the reality that imperfection can work. It isn't necessary to be in superb humor. It isn't necessary to be to have all of your skills available to you in order to be able to effectively get on with life. You just have to put one foot in front of the other and keep going, do your best, and reduce the expectations on yourself, which can be crippling if you set yourself up to expect too much in situations. So this is all verging on the story of mental health, which is also going on at the moment, because I'm heading out of the house for a second time today. You know, but this time I'm going to an Aware self-help group in the centre of Cork City, and I'll be meeting with lots of other people who have concern for their own mental health and who are there in order to help themselves, as I'm doing. So that's it. This is a way back into the world of audio. I have lots of things that have been, that are still gestating over the Christmas period, and I've got a number of plans that I'm going to share later. And but at this purpose of this boo is more to make contact and say hello and to hope that you're all in better form than I am. And even if you aren't, to say, look, just do your best. Bye.